Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. Well, it's Friday, folks. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up. And I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It is also the 16th day of June, 2017. Man, it's half the month of June's gone. It's just, wow. This is when it accelerates straight in until you, here comes winter again. I don't like it. This is a live call-in program. And listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 64 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 66 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Still, you know, overcast and cool, just, you know. It's supposed to get up to 89 by Monday. I'm sure the heat will hit us in a wave. But, man, this is not unusual for this part of the country up here in the mountains. It's been this way. I've seen it snow on the 4th of July, and a lot of people say that, but I've seen it snow. I've seen it snow, the snowflakes falling down through the sunlight. It's an amazing thing to look at. At any rate, let's see what we're up to today. Well, Trump says he's canceling Obama's Cuba deal, unveiling new policies. This is from ABC News, and we're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disaster situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, the Trumpster, he was down in Miami today. I watched his little speech down there, and I mean, hey, he's there for the Cuban people that put him in office. He's there for Cuba. He made that goddamn clear. Marco Rubio, you know, the little Marco, his dreaded enemy, his hated enemy, you know, that son of a bitch who was not an American national, couldn't run for president. But, you know, they had to, like, a little behind the scenes, a couple of court deals where they went in. Oh, yeah, it's quite constitutional. No, by God, it never was. And, again, like I said, he's down there sucking Cuban ass is what Trump was doing today. He was making sure that the Cubans down there who put him in office understood that he was there for them to, he was going to keep his promise. That's what he said. I've come here to keep my promise to the Cubans for Cuba. You know, I'm the president of the United States, not the president of the world. This phony two-bit WWF. I mean, if you haven't seen the piece on him from WWF, I mean, this is what it is. This is a bullshit production. It ain't even a good one. And the people that have fallen for it, I mean, I think they're starting to see it and getting a little embarrassed, but it will do no good. Come the next election, they'll put another carnival barker up there. Oh, he knows the truth. Right. And you stand there with that glare in your eyes and like a deer in the headlights and you know, vote. You sicken me, man. What you have done to the rest of us, you deserve the gallows. That would be the penalty. If I was sitting on your jury, that's what I'd give you, the gallows. Speaking from Miami, Florida, he was down in Little Havana, and he made a big to-do about that, too. Isn't it wonderful, he said. Little Havana. Oh, is this assimilating into our culture there, Donnie? You talk about, I mean, everybody keeps, would you really have Hillary? What the hell? I want somebody to tell me what the goddamn difference is. But I think, 4,000 more troops headed off to Afghanistan today? We're droning the shit out of civilians, we're using phosphorus over there in the Middle East on human beings, and he's down here sucking Cuban ass? Talking about how we've got to help little businesses in Cuba. Are you a Cuban? I'm not. He pretends to speak for me. Speaking from Miami, Florida, Trump announced changes to President Obama's historic rapprochement with Cuba, fulfilling a promise to the anti-Castro voting bloc. An anti-Castro voting bloc, a Cuban voting bloc in your goddamn country? And look, I looked at these people. I seen the wealth they have taken from the rest of us and handed over to these motherfuckers from other countries. And this son of a bitch, this charlatan, this two-bit carnival barker, standing there sucking, I mean, they've just bending over one after another, and he's going, they're sucking the shit right out of their asses because he was put into office by the Cubans for Cuba. You people, you treasonous, dog shit-eating people who went out there and participated in this fraud. We've told you before, every click on the computer, and I've heard you come up, try to act like you're tough. Well, they threaten me. I'm threatening you, you motherfuckers. Look what you've done to us. You deserve the death of a dog. You're so goddamn, well, I'm so smart. That's why I can stand up and vote. I heard somebody say it the other day. You want to change it? You got to go vote. Oh, you goddamn right. Fulfilling a promise to the anti-Castro voting bloc in your country. In your country, a voting bloc for another country. In your country. He believes helped his campaign clinch the state. But steering fear among others, he could set back business interests and Cuba's potential for a more prosperous private sector. Cuba? Did he go down to Cuba and run for president? Something I missed here? Is this not exactly what Obama did? Coming up and telling us, for this country, hey man, he's every country around the goddamn world. Obama, no, I mean, Trump, he coming, oh, it's not going to be the same. It's America, and it's just America. Horseshit. First thing he went over there did was empty Netanyahu's ass. Didn't he? He is a Zionist shill. He is a Zionist puppet. Netanyahu has his hand up his ass. Well, actually, Netanyahu has his hand up his son-in-law's ass, who has his hand up Trump's ass. This is what Tel Aviv wants. Hey, again, you people out there, have you seen your lives getting better? Have you seen the deport, you've seen the big deportation, convoys going out of this country, getting them out of here because there's millions of them and it would take convoys to even make a frickin' dent in it, wouldn't it? Have you seen it? Or have you seen a little bit of propaganda like you've seen all along with Obama the whole 8 years? Oh, they took two people back yesterday and let 10,000 in. I told you that this international billionaire wasn't going to remove a slave force, that his cohorts, his criminal companions who put him in office once. Why would the filthy rich get rid of a slave force that's driving down wages and taking the property of American nationals? Why would they?
Well, I'm smart. I vote because Trump said it. He said it real good.
Fucking retards. That's what you are. That's what you will be. Your grandchildren will be embarrassed to say they were your grandchildren if they live. And if they do live, they're going to make the trip out to the graveyard to piss on your grave. You worthless sons of bitches. This comes amid concerns that Cuban military could be the beneficiary of increased American private investment. And really, what do we care? I thought we were good. It's going to be America. We were going to fix America. And you ain't seen shit but lie after lie and old, ain't doing it. Oh, that was campaign rhetoric until it comes around to the Cubans, the Cuban mafia down in Florida. He went there to hug up to his Cuban mafia down there in Florida. I got your backs, man. You're part of the program here, not the American people. Never were. It was never in the cards. And anybody above a drooling retard should have seen it. But those are the ones that, hold on, I got the right to be a traitor. I got the right to commit treason because I got the right to my own opinion. Even if your opinion is treason, do you think so? You think that's going to fly? I cannot wait till the trials. I cannot wait till you stand up in front of 12 American nationals and try to put that forth as a rational thought. According to senior White House officials, Trump is also revisiting trade and travel policies towards Cuba. Clamping down on individual people-to-people travel. There will still be certain exceptions under which Americans can travel to Cuba. Yeah, they're, you know, the mafia back and forth, doing their mafia deals. They'll be able to go back and forth. I really don't care about Cuba. I don't live in Cuba, Trump! And Cuban, I mean, like I said, up there, everything. Cuban Americans. There are no Cuban Americans. You're either an American or you're a Cuban. And they're Cubans! Who have come here and fleeced our country with the help of a treasonous insurgency into our country. It's all been fraud. It would not wash in a common law court. Not one word of it. Everybody involved would be hung, period. And they know it. You know, as he's sitting here spouting about, he talked about freedom and liberty and that the fact that we had declared this for the world. No, we didn't declare it for the world. We declared it for our America. For the United States of these Americas, we declared it for our people. You don't take our resource. You do not eat out our substance and take it to foreign lands to push it in international policy, you international criminal. But he railed about the freedom and liberty as he's the head CEO. He's the head signator to the War Powers Act that holds us in bondage right now as he talks about Cuban freedom. What a piece of shit. Let's go on now. Let's see what else this motherfucker's doing today. Trump breaks campaign promise to deport dreamers. Hey, you people out there, you feeling the heat? Are you feeling a little hot around the collar? You retards that went out and voted for this shit? You retards who said it was okay to do this to the rest of us? You handful of dickwads? The Homeland, this is from The Hill. The Homeland Security Department announced on Thursday that it would keep in place the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA. Policy allowing undocumented immigrants brought to the United States as children to remain in the country and take, displace your children and your grandchildren. That's the reality. And this liar facilitated, and you retards facilitated the liar. The decision breaks a key campaign promise.
Whoa, did it? He lied? Did he lie?
You're easy to lie to, retards. The decision breaks a key campaign promise. By Trump. What did he say? It's in quotation marks here. To immediately terminate the DACA program. And stands at odds with the president's vows to crack down on illegal immigration. It was a frickin' lie. And that's what got him elected. That's what you retards fell for when we were telling you better, weren't we? We have every right to despise you. You better realize that. You are traitors among the people of the United States, among the free nationals here. You are traitors. Contemptible traitors. Because you were told better. You even came and argued against us, remember? You argued that your retardation was correct. And our evaluation was incorrect. Retards. In an announcement posted on the DHS website Thursday night, the department said that the memo that created DACA will remain in effect. You know, that illegal memo, that illegal executive order that Trump screamed about the whole time he's up there talking to you retards. That's illegal, retards, huh? Yeah, it's illegal. We'll do it, Trump. We'll do it. It's still illegal today. I got news for you. And DACA was just the first part of it. The second part, which like DACA 2, was the one they finally took to their so-called Supreme Court, and it was ruled unconstitutional. But hey, you know what? It goes, it's going on through. I guess you fell for it, didn't you? Will remain in effect. A fact sheet posted along with the announcement reaffirmed that the program's original provisions would remain in place and you will pay for it. You remember in the midterms when the congressman, he came out and goes, we just can't finance this. It's against the law. We can't, as congressmen, finance something that's against the law. And they told you in the midterms, man, get those Republicans in there and we'll impeach that black son of a bitch and we'll crack down on them. We will not fund this illegal executive action. Remember? And you fell for it then, didn't you? When we told you, well, no, they're just going to make a deal coming out the other side. And what happened? Well, it's all financed, isn't it? And there's an abundance of H-1B visas that were the trade-off for the so-called controlled opposition, huh? We have the right to despise you, son of a bitches, beyond any right. You committed treason against us, knowingly, with malice and forethought, claiming stupidity as your authority, but you did it, cut and dry. Because we could bring the writings and the announcements and the screaming from the rational people out here telling you what this was. And you said, nope, I'm getting it's my right to vote. That's it. But you done her. Now we can look forward to 8 more years of hell because you'll no doubt go out and do it again in 4 years because he'll just tell you, well, that stuff I told you in the beginning, I'm going to do it this time. Maybe I'll go vote. I can see it. DACA recipients will continue to be eligible as outlined in the June 15th, 2012 memorandum. DACA recipients who were issued 3-year extensions before the district court's injunction will not be affected. And I mean a bunch of them that were even with part of that the lawsuit that it caused the injunction. They got a bunch. You remember, oh yeah, they just kept on handing out those goddamn green cards, didn't they? Unaffected. You know, this invasion into our country, this reoccupation's, well, it's unaffected by your Trump. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Jobs, jobs, jobs. And then what was the real sell, I mean, for the jobs? We're going to take this replacement population, which has grown to about, 100 million, and we're going to get it out of here, and your labor's going to be worth something again, and you can have a job. There ain't going to be no jobs, jobs, jobs. Well, there'll be jobs, jobs, there'll be jobs, 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 little jobs for little peons and little coolies. That's who get those little jobs. And for you, they got something little for you, too. It's a 40 caliber hollow point for the back of your retarded frickin' heads. And I tell you what, I wouldn't lift a finger to stop them. I'd let them kill every one of you. I'd watch them kill each other, man, right down to the last being of them. And I feel good about it. Extensions before the district court's injunction will not be affected and will be eligible to seek a 2-year extension upon their expiration. The fact sheet reads, no work permits will be terminated prior to the current expiration dates. The program impacts about 800,000 people. Excuse me. About 800,000 people in the United States. And while Trump has suggested since taking office that he would not seek to deport DACA recipients, the DHS decision on Thursday quells concerns that the administration could do away with the policy. And I'll tell you something else. You look for the Cubans because he didn't put back the dry foot policy. But he did say, those trying to flee, we need to protect them. We need to protect them. That means more of what you have is going to go to foreigners. This son of a bitch is he's more internationalist than Obama ever thought about being. He was a CIA plant, a deep plant. But he was in Chicago before he, you know, was activated. Trump, he's a world citizen. Excuse me. The allergies here are just getting, God damn, the pollen stick in the air. But as I was saying, Trump was a world citizen. I mean, he flew all over the world. He was an international jet setter. That's what really blowed me away about the whole thing. Mitt Romney, when he came up, it was like, you got to be joking. This Bain Capital CEO, this billionaire with an offshore account, one of the filthy rich who did this to us, going to be president? Are you serious? But then you come up with Trump, a multi-billionaire, been through 9 bankruptcies, come out the other side, billionaire, international jet setter. Companies all over the goddamn world. I mean, worse than Romney. And, he came up and he said, immigration. I'm going to get rid of them. Remember, that's the first thing that came out of his mouth. And that's what all you retards, you just clicked onto it. Even when, down into the election, they told you, it's just campaign rhetoric. He ain't going to do nothing about it. The invasion continues. You're going to go out to that ditch and get your goddamn bullet, just like planned by the rest of the criminal cabal, the international criminal cabal. And he said it. He sure did. Retard. Man, I'll tell you, it steams me, people. It steams me. We'll continue to be eligible, huh? 2-year extension upon their expiration. The fact sheet reads, no work permits will be terminated prior to their current expiration dates. I mean, how blatant. I mean, he was down there. I mean, if you could, people need to go watch that speech. Telling those Cubans how he kept his promise to the Cubans, his international people, just like Obama. He's an internationalist. He's a one-worlder, period. And he was down there just like, it reminded me of when Obama, you remembered he'd be in other countries. Obama, they would be screaming it, remember? Oh, you went to this country and in this country, and here we are. Obama. No, it's Trump. That's right, they were going, Trump, go listen to it. Because, hey, Cuba first! And right behind, Israel first! No, Cuba first, no, Israel first, that was Saudi Arabia first! Oh, that's right, what was that like? Oh yeah, America first! Jesus, people. The program impacts about 800,000 people in the United States. And while Trump has suggested since taking office that he would not seek DACA recipients, to deport DACA recipients, the DHS decision on Thursday quells any concerns. So the whole thing was just a frickin' act, wasn't it, people? The whole thing was an act. And now, man, you've got enough of the stupidity flying around. I mean, everybody keeps going, would you rather have Hillary? Yeah, by God, I would've. It was cut and dry. There was no illusion as to what was going on, but the same policies are going forth. I think you're just the stupidest people on planet Earth is all I can tell you. If Hillary, this, the hut, this creature would have been doing this. Oh, it would have been. Well, you'd have been right on it, wouldn't you? Oh, we can't stand for that. We're going to have to go vote. But all they had to do is change the fucking face, and you just, that looks good to me. Like the hair.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
I'm a little upset at your tone. He's our pimp in chief.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right, man. He is a pimp. You know, we used to call Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Satori, a.k.a. Barry the Rat, the back, the east, south side of Chicago, back alley pimp. Well, there's a son of a bitch that's lower than him, and we just found him. And he's a pimp called Trump. You talk about a pimp, by definition, go look at, just look at his actions. Tell me that ain't a pimp. Pimping your country off. Damn allergies. Oh, let's see what else we got going here.
I can't believe
Henry, I'm going to throw myself into moderation.
Do it, man. I throw myself in every once in a while. I can't even stand myself sometimes. I think I heard Charlie trying to get in there. Yes. No. Okay.
I just said I can't believe it.
What about Trump?
I'm seasoned. I mean, yeah.
You, Charlie, you didn't vote, did you? That wasn't a goddamn no. I want to hear a no out of you, man.
In the general, I voted for Trump because the Republicans hated him, but I didn't vote.
Oh.
I mean, in the primary, in the general, I didn't, oh. I didn't vote.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about it? Huh?
I'm a traitor. I feel.
You know, the first step is admitting it.
You're right. You're right. But I can't get anybody else to join me.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what.
Half the country didn't vote, so yeah, I'm in good company.
Yep. Anyways, guys, we're down at the bottom of the hour, and we'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And then there if you get a few, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively is VaporsRebellion.com.
Down our kids. There's MK Ultra, AIDS and SIDS, chemtrail clouds, GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse. Against whatever they're from. Forehead and domestic are the two types of venomous scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I learned history from Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Thurman Ostley with Don't Come For My Gun, My Rights, Nothing That Belongs To Me. You know, I had to tell you, Charlie, that took a yard of guts, man, coming up and admitting that you voted after that last rant. But Charlie, are you there? Charlie? No, you didn't maybe you just ran. At any rate, guys, you know, I might not have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out, but I'll tell you what. It's being right with truth. And I'm not a Christian, so I'm looking to being judged for the truth. But when I look into my grandchildren's eyes, you know, if I did any less than everything I could to stop this man, I mean, they should piss on my grave. Look what we're leaving. We're not going to be here a whole lot longer. Life is pretty goddamn short when you get to this age and you're looking at it and looking at, you know, what was behind you and what's ahead. It isn't really that long. Pretty soon there'll be another generation and we'll be gone. I resent the generations before me for leaving me in this shithole in what should have been a paradise by inherited right. I was going to ask Charlie, you know, what would it take to get you to do it again? What would they have to come up in front of you and say to you? Who would you believe? Is there anybody out there that believes that this is going to end anyway, but in a vicious, ugly, bloody fight? I understand these communists, man. I understand international communism, even as Trump was up there railing against communism. I'm sitting there watching this son of a bitch up there. The communism has destroyed every country that it's taken over. And I'm sitting here going, you do realize they're Trumpy. Being the chief bottle washer there, that they hold communist conventions in Chicago every year for the communist party in this country. You know, the United States, America first place you were talking about there, buddy. The communists operate openly within our borders. And it's with your assent because you are a dictator. You yourself are a complete oxymoron to what comes out of your mouth. Under the War Powers Act, that freedom and liberty that you boasted for Cuba has been removed from the American people. But we're not, I mean, I know, I understand. When you talk about the American people, you're talking about nobody below a hundred millionaire, probably. When you talk about the people, you're talking about your people, the internationalists. I mean, I don't know how the word sovereignty could ever pass your lips or the Constitution or any of this shit. You elitist trash. We're only about 6 months into this. Let's see here. January, February, March, April, May, June. 6 months into this. And this is already, we've got, I mean, I guess it's getting to the point, well, if you got the people down until they have a memory span of a head of cabbage, well, 6 months is a pretty long time, I suppose. But I mean, they're coming right out in these articles. I mean, this is in your face as it gets, and they do intend to exterminate you. People just get, it's America. That could never happen here. Boy, there was Chinese saying it. There were Russians. No, 60 million Christians slaughtered. Oh, no, they'd never do that. No human being would ever do that. They're not human. They are Zionists. They will take pleasure in killing your children, watching them die slow, watching them starve to death. Look at Venezuela. You think that they're taking pleasure in hurting people, and they're going to hurt you because you're going to just keep ignoring this shit until it's, I guess you're going to wait until it's right sitting in your goddamn lap. And like Skolin Easton said, you know, you're going to, well, who's going to help me here? Well, where in the hell were you when it was happening to that fellow over there and that fellow over there and that lady and that man over there? Oh, yeah, that's right. You were boating. Let's go
hey,
on.
Henry.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
In 1966, I found out that voting was the definition of insanity.
Yeah, it would have to be. I mean, the definition they put forth is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
And, there you go.
Yep. Hey, you tell me, has your life been getting better in this last 6 months?
It's never been any good to begin with.
Mm-hmm. But remember, Trump pointed his finger. You forgotten guy. He was talking to that millionaire out in the audience there. That guy's got 10 million. Yeah, I know you didn't get your kickbacks and you didn't get, you're a high mason and you didn't get your contracts last year. I'm going to fix that for you. You forgotten billionaire out there. Yeah, you. Yeah. We are going to these people. We are soulless animals to these people. We are a herd to these people. But in reality, we are the sovereigns of this country. And we are so far down the tube that a quarter of our population will accept knowingly accept tyranny. It's but with the rationale being that tyranny is being more inflicted on the people beneath me. Wow. This is headed somewhere real good. Corky was talking about it yesterday, what they did over there in China, man. I'm talking blood pits. Yeah, I mean, they're here to top what they've done in the past. They're here to break the mold. To show mass extermination in a new light that nobody even thought was possible. You watch what I'm telling you. Just keep letting it go on. The bottom line is, if you can't realize at this point in the ballgame that it's a fight, you're fighting for your life. If you can't realize that, and if you do realize it, man, how can you stand still? How can you not be doing something to further that fight every day? Why does Alex Jones, who has acquiesced to this and, you know, helped accomplish the retards coming out to vote and to have this current dictator, Carnival Barker, put in place, why does he prosper? While people who struggle to tell the truth, they just, I mean, live in squalor. Why is that, people? Because I don't understand it. It must be that people just gravitate to, gimmicks? Gimmicks, is that it? What's the current gimmick? Like transvestites going in the women's restroom? Boy, that's something we could talk about and go back and forth about. And in the end, it changes nothing. All the talk changes nothing. But it's sure something to talk about. Here's another one. Lawsuit accuses private prison company of illegally funding a Trump super PAC. Duh, no. I won't believe it. They wouldn't do that. Prisons? Private prisons? You mean the prison industry financed the billionaire that's now making industry gods over the common man? No. This is from Mother Jones. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye. For discussion, I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. It's no secret that President Donald Trump has been very good for private prison executives. After the Justice Department announced earlier this year that it would continue using private lockups, a reversal of an Obama policy announced in 2016, prison companies, it's an industry. It's like the drug war. It's an industry. It is them, I mean, milking out the last of our substance in the most grotesque and abortive ways possible. How do you feel about that, Trump voters? We incarcerate more people in this, the land of the free and the home of the brave, than communist frickin' China. And that's another thing, old Trumpy was up there, you know, condemning communism. And all I was thinking was about, what about those 30 new trademarks you just got over there in communist China, where you have to be a communist to get trademarks? How's that work, Trumpy? Well, you just gotta look. I mean, if you haven't seen the WWF piece with Trump on it, I'm gonna have Laura put it back up right now. Any of you listening that haven't seen this, this is what you fell for. This piss poor acting. This, I mean, it's like watching Hulk. I'm telling you, brother, bullshit. She's putting it up right now. Go look at it. It's no...
They're bringing in all these people from out of country, giving them $257 a day or whatever the hell it is.
Yep.
In the meantime, they're taxing us to death, and they won't be satisfied until we're out in the streets naked.
Oh, yeah, I got this next article here. I'm going to go ahead and hit this one right now, being as you brought that up, I think. Yep, right here. It's just a short one. We'll bring it up right now to what the gentleman just said. $240,418,000. No, that's $240,418,000,000. Feds collect record taxes in May. Still run $88,246,000,000 deficit. You're paying for this. You're paying for your own destruction. I mean, those, you know, we always talk about, you know, how the Indians got duped. How they traded a country of gold for a pile of glass beads. We're trading it for worthless paper. You can't even wipe your ass on it. It's too abrasive. But here it is. I mean, man, if you, I think if the founders, I mean, I'm not talking about the elite aristocrats who had planned the destruction of the people of this country that won it from the beginning, but I'm talking about the people who went and fought for it. If you'd have told them that something like this was going to occur, but then again, you watch the Sons of Liberty, or maybe it was John Adams, I can't remember which little piece that was. And as soon as the war was won, as soon as it was in place, the first thing they wanted to do, we got to go out and get this country in debt. We were sitting on the richest piece of real estate in the world. It was an operating business for all intents and purposes. But it was important to John Hancock, or not John Hancock, what the hell's his name? The money man, Alexander Hamilton, Treasury Secretary. It was imperative that we went out and got ourselves into debt so that they could come in and start goddamn hijacking what we had just won. And it started from day one, people. We go out and we bleed the ground dry of our blood. Our people suffer. God, think how they suffered. And us being so cowardly today that we won't even stand up and speak or support anybody that does. Because we're afraid, oh, man, they're going to know I support the truth. Oh, shit.
You know, under the hood, if it wasn't for debt, there wouldn't be no middle class in this country.
No, hell no, there wouldn't be. There would. I mean, everybody would. I mean, I've said it before. The riches of this country that belong. I mean, nobody can show me where we ever turned it over through the common law to anybody. But the riches that have been expended into this country, we all should be living like Saudi princes. If you threw everybody out of here who came here as an act of fraud. And that clues right back to Reagan, too. That was fraud. If you threw it, because he had no authority to do what he did. If you threw them all out of here, the people left, even with the resource that's left in this country, would be living like Saudi princes. If you took back what's been stolen in the last 100 years, man, I mean, the wealth, it's not even, it's just like us trying to calculate a trillion. A trillion's a whole bunch, I'm going to tell you people. And if it was in a real currency, if it was in gold, now you're talking some real wealth. Our people would be on a 200-year vacation because we wouldn't have to do anything. We would be buried in those mountains of wealth that have been stolen from us. But of course we would. Think what we would do, because we're not worthless-ass people. I mean, we created those mountains of wealth that they stole from us through the sweat of our labor, because we're a working people. We're a people that have to have their hands occupied. We're a people that like to invent things. To make life easier, I mean, for ourselves and the people around us. We built the 19th, 20th, and 21st century that we're living in. We built it. And we're scorned by the world because, it's because you're white? No. It's because of religion? No. No. It's because of international intrigue. It's because of Zion. It is because of Albert Pike and the plan to retake this continent for the crown heads of Europe. And it's right on course. If they had the guns removed, it would already be a done deal. And all the people after talking about all the technology going to get us, I'm not buying it one little bit. If they could have taken our guns by now, they would have done it. That's all there is to it. If they could take them tomorrow, they'd be showing up tomorrow. I promise you. You think they don't want them with every fiber of their being, you're clear out of your mind. Because we're getting to the end of this game, people. We're getting to the point. I mean, the oppressions, I've watched it over my lifetime. I've seen the oppression when they, you know, they would target groups, and everything was broke into groups, into collectives, because that's how communists do things. And they would target this group and turn this group against them. Yeah, I'll go with the Republican platform. It's going to fuck these people over here, but it's not going to touch me, and I really would like to fuck them people over there. I mean, looking at your own people. And then the next time around, well, then the other side would get it because a bunch of more people would be infuriated because it would be affecting more people. And then they go the other way with it. And then they get screwed from the right, and then the left, and then the right, and then the left. But hey, you know what? It come up to the point. To some, a charlatan, a carnival barker. They had to bring forth the biggest con on the planet to get one more election out. And with what he's going forward here with 100 miles an hour, it's going to come to visit each and every one of you. You can't hide from it. You Trumpers, you can't hide from it. He's coming for you, too. You think they're going to stop. I want you to sit and try and convince yourselves that they can stop themselves from wanting to steal. I mean, I don't care if they've got a mountain of gold 100 feet around and 100 feet high. Nothing but gold coins. You think, do you really believe that they could resist the urge to steal one more frickin' dollar from one more person? I'm here to tell you they can't. It is a sickness. It is a mental sickness. And it just created from pure evil. That's all you can say about it. This is pure evil. If evil ever existed, we're looking at it. The evil empire, we found it. It's us. It is grotesque what has happened to keep on seeing them step up like Trump today and talk about the bastion of freedom. The bastion, my ass. You really think that nobody in the world believes it. A handful in this country of mentally retarded people fell for you. And you stand up there, how do the words pass your lips? At what point, what would it take? I mean, they're down to 25% of retards that are acquiescing to this bullshit. At what point, 1%, 2%, 0.5%, and they still be up there? The bastion of freedom. As you're doing so, you hear you got him being paid off by the prison industry, private prison industry that can exist in this country, filled with people who have been taken there in violation of their most basic freedoms guaranteed by the blood of their ancestors. And this vulture, this vampire, he's going to jump all that's industry. That's making money, and that's what Donald Trump's all about, people. That's all he's ever been about, people. We told you from the get-go that this was the good old boy Masonic dirty church cabal in this country that was losing control of what they had been milking and abusing for generations. They had got so goddamn greedy, just like I said. They had mountains, but we let this communist here in. He'll get me 5 more stacks here, and he'll take control over this land from the people and turn it over to me. It's called the BLM. And the BLM, the communism of the BLM was brought here by the ranchers, the farmers, and the fucking lawyers. And I'm here to tell you because I watched it happen. They backed it 100%. And it was for the land. And it was just the same old lying bullshit. It's to preserve and protect for the land, for the people. No, it was to take it away from the people and put it under a control that the good old boys were supposed to control the BLM. And they did in the beginning. What they didn't realize was the BLM, of course they knew that it was chartered over in Costa Rica. And brought here for the express purpose of pushing the people off the public land so that these privateers within these industries could take all the profit from it. And hey, we might get a word for them. Boy, that's a good deal for us. And that's how the BLM got here. And then the BLM, then they let this another illegal agency in, another violation of the Bill of Rights, another violation of the original Constitution. And the next thing you know, these communists had got them a foothold here. And then they started, operating on their own outside of the good old boys. And the good old boy, you better stay in line. This is our country. Really? We're taking over your body politic. We've done infiltrated. We've been in your schools for 20 fucking years. We got your children. They're out there with posts through their nose and their pants hanging down around their knees. You think that's what you're going to threaten us with? Well, we've got to do something. There's got to be somebody we can put in there for us. And by God, that's what happened, people. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on Monday for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And, you know, Charlie admitted it, so we'll exclude him from the final statement. But if we can find a Trump voter out there, do spin on him, will you? And that is the Word from the Trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!